This title is narrated with virtual voice. Computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Saint. Kings of Carnage MC Prospects by Nicole James. Chapter 1. Saint. I back my Harley into a spot next to Sly's. I'm prospecting for the Kings of Carnage MC, and Sly's my sponsor. He's in charge of making sure I learn everything I need to know to be a part of the club, and to guide me in any way he can. He's also the one that puts me through the crap a prospect is subjected to in order to make sure they are loyal, dependable, and the kind of man the rest of the club can count on to have their back. Sly's the club's treasurer, which means he's responsible for the money and for collecting it from the businesses in this small town that's run by the club. Uprising, Georgia, where every business in town is either paying protection money to the club, affiliated with the club, or outright owned by the club. The Kings have got their hands in a lot of pockets. Not to say they haven't done some good for the town. They've mostly kept it crime-free and from developing into just another sprawling, overdeveloped place with big-box stores and strip malls and no character or small-town charm. Our town has loads of that. Sly and his old lady own Mooney's Pub in the old section of town, and it's a historic landmark with its tin ceilings and ornately carved bar that dates back to the turn of the last century. I climb from my bike to stare up at the two-story house he's led us to. It's dark, but there are a couple of outside lights. I've been here before. It's Ruin's gig. Porn Kings. This is the house he uses for filming pornos. Club gets half the income. Combine that with the drugs the club runs, and Centerfolds, the strip club that the Kings also own, and the MC has pretty much cornered the market on sin in this town. Sly leads me inside the nondescript house and up a staircase, our boots stomping. I follow down a hall and we enter a room on the right. The place is set up for filming with a big bed and lighting. We watch the scene being played out for the cameras. Usually in porn, the action is so fake it's eye-rolling. But here, these two are actually fucking. No pretend bopping at all. Maybe that's why they make such a killing. I glance around the room, taking in the professional lighting and cameras. It's quite the setup. Sly puts his finger to his lips. But I already know to keep my mouth shut. Besides, the scene playing out for the cameras transfixes me. It's not that I haven't seen people fuck right before my eyes, after all the parties this MC throws are legendary. But it's a whole different ballgame when it's being filmed. The girl in this scene doesn't have a stitch on, and she is gorgeous, like centerfold gorgeous. Her long dark hair falls all the way to her ass, and her sky blue eyes are riveting. Her skin is tanned and supple, and my eyes slide over every inch bared to us. She's on her hands and knees on the bed with her head thrown back and her breasts bouncing as some guy fucks her from behind. He smacks her ass, trying to put on a show, but he comes across as a frat boy with little experience at what the fuck he's doing. No pun intended. I have to give it to the girl, though. She's moaning and writhing, throwing all her acting skills into making us believe this guy is really doing it for her. The guy behind the cameraman blows out a frustrated sigh. Cut. The action stops, and he looks over at Sly. See what I'm dealing with here? Who's gonna buy this shit? Sly grins, then looks over at me. What do you think the problem is, prospect? It's not the first time he's put me on the spot, but I've learned it goes with the territory. If the man asks a question, if any patch asks a question, I'd better have a damn good answer for them. I fold my arms and scoff. Dude's got about as much alpha in him as a Boy Scout. He looks like a teenager who can't believe he's even with this girl. Exactly, my sponsor says, and then turns back to the man next to him. There's your fucking problem. Yeah, but how am I gonna fix it? Ruin hired me to direct the work this week.